Women make up only about 25% of geoscientists in the U.S., and only a quarter of all the scientists or engineers at a major national lab in Washington State are female. In our next installment of Daughters of Hanford, correspondent Anna King has the story of one geochemist who'd like to see more girls get into science like she did.
Franny Smith knew she liked science early in life. It was kindergarten. Her teacher, Mrs. Goldberg, was teaching a song about dinosaurs.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. He was so very cruel. He'd like to come right over now and eat us after school.
That ditty locked Smith fast onto dinosaurs. Later, she discovered volcanoes. But what really cinched science was when her fifth grade class learned about rapidly disappearing rainforests.
And just knowing something in my gut that wasn't right about that. And just feeling like we shouldn't do this. We need to be more careful with our resources.
Now a PhD in geology, Smith studies the long-term storage of nuclear materials. She works at the Pacific Northwest National Lab in Richland. Sometimes, when Smith tries to explain what her job is, people get a glazed look. But the nutshell version?
What I do is understand how radioactive materials behave in the environment so that we can safely store nuclear materials to help make nuclear energy sustainable.
At Hanford, she studies how certain radioactive particles like plutonium or technetium are attracted to different surfaces. She says, think of a sock sticking to pants just out of the dryer. That's like uranium particles sticking to a metal tank or the surface of a rock. There are many different types of radioactive contamination here. It's all from plutonium production during World War II and the Cold War.
I hope that we can do our part to return the Hanford site to as much of a natural state as possible while still remembering all the science and engineering that went on there.
The radioactive contaminants at Hanford all move differently underground. Smith's goal? Keep that radioactive stuff out of the Columbia River.
All right, so right outside the fume hood, we have our Geiger counters, and we have gloves so that we can easily get a pair on.
Smith shows me a lab used for training that's sort of like hers. She spends most of her time modeling scenarios on a supercomputer. But Smith believes science cannot live only in computers and labs. She says it's crucial for big brains to get out into communities where decisions are made.
In today's society, we have to make decisions altogether about what we're going to do with this type of material.
She does a lot of talks, meets a lot of teachers. Smith also wants to see more girls get interested in science in Hanford. Smith remembers a couple of years ago when a teacher showed Smith's picture in front of a class. The teacher was explaining rocks and minerals. One little girl raised her hand saying she didn't see a geologist in the picture.
The teacher said, right there, and she pointed to my picture to the students, and the girl said, you mean the geologist was a girl?
Smith says that's the real power of showing students who scientists and engineers are in their own community. That way children, especially girls, can start to see themselves in that role too. I'm Anna King in Richland.